Well, surprise, surprise, surprise. I decided to try and do some testing because we had some issues Thursday night on the Boomer Bunker. And Kate jumped in. And we talked for about an hour, and it wasn't too bad. So I figured I'd put this out as a Monday morning, Sunday night podcast for you. This is in both the Jamingo Rants podcast and the Boomer Bunker as a little special tidbit. Thank you for listening. Hope you enjoy it. Here we go. Hey, welcome to the Daily Jamingo. Daily Jamingo. Jamingo Thoughts, Jamingo Rants, or whatever the fuck I decide to call this stupid thing. I'm your host, John Jamingo, and you're like, well, what the hell is he doing now? It's Sunday night. It's 8 o'clock. I'm testing. This is a test. This is the test of the emergency Jamingo system. This is only a test. This was an actual Jamingo emergency? Whatever. You'd be notified by your local authorities. Remember those back in the day? Do they still have the... I haven't listened to radio in so long. Do they still have the emergency broadcast system tests? Nothing makes my asshole tighten up where you couldn't pound a pin up it with a 15-pound sledgehammer than hearing that emergency broadcast system test go off. I forget what I was listening to, and they said, you know why boomers are so fucked up? Because we thought we were all going to die in a nuclear explosion from the days of old. From the time I was a kid. Dean's there, hey... inflation was 9% when I took office. Get me an ice cream cone and rub the blonde hairs on my leg. That's the Joe Biden campaign speech. So the reason I'm doing this is because on, what was it? When we did the Thursday show, here comes my co-host.
Hey, hey. Can't have fun without me.
I don't know how much fun this is going to be.
Uh-oh, what's up?
No, I'm just saying that, you know, it's just one of those things where...
Cool.
Oh, whoa, yeah. Hang on. So it was bugging me all weekend about how, you know, the Brave browser was freezing up. And was it because I was running a recorder? So what I used, and this is one of the reasons I like doing this, is I use this, it's called a digital audio workstation, a DAW. And I bought this new DAW. I bought this new one. It's called Hindenburg Pro. And it always made me nervous because why name something after a
disaster,
fiery crash? So I was never
sounds so successful.
But it they've really done some upgrades to it, and I love it, love it, love it. Oh yeah, by the way, happy Mother's Day, Duchess.
Oh well, thank you very much.
We'll get to your Mother's Day in a second.
Okay.
After I get done talking about me.
Well, it's all about you. It's your show.
Yeah. So I tried recording it because it makes it easier for me afterwards to get the show out. It's so much easier than, and sometimes when I use my Rodecaster Pro, which I'm recording my backup on, it takes forever for it to transfer to my computer so I can do anything. How did I type thanks, Dean?
I typed it. Sorry, I forgot. I thought it would come up as Boomer Bunker. My bad.
That's okay. I was just like, I got freaked out.
Right, love, Duchess.
Thanks, Dean. Love, Duchess. So, anyhow, when we were using this, it was freezing up, and I was panicking. Well, I think we did okay with it.
We did fine. It was just, you know.
And to be honest with you, Thursday, and Duchess and I have talked about this after the show. Thursday's show was, in my opinion, fucking horrible.
I don't think it was horrible.
I was terrible. The reason why, I didn't feel good at all. I had no energy. And I had, usually you have to have energy to come in here and do this. You just can't go, I'm not really feeling. Who wants to listen to that bullshit? You got to have some energy.
It's
pep in your step.
Let's go.
Great. I had none of it. I tried to pretend, but I had...
Oh, I think you're still recovering.
Why, do I sound like shit now too? Oh, no.
No, I meant then.
This is my last show, everybody.
A lot of things that processed out.
I finally figured out how to podcast, and now I'm too stupid and eldered like Joe Biden. Joe Biden tried to be the president from, what was it, 1988? Before that?
I think it was 80... it was, I think it was the 84, and they pulled him.
Right, because he lied. He plagiarized this one speech, and then he lied. They caught him lying. And then all of a sudden, you know, like time.
Now he's okay.
Time heals all. Yeah, now he's our president. That lying sack of shit. Plagiarizing, lying sack of shit is now our president. And he wants to be our president for four more years. Yes. So what I figured I would do is I'd fire everything up and play some stuff that we played before, because I didn't really have time to. I just kind of kick around and see how if anybody's here. Nobody's here. Dean's here, besides Dean.
Dean's here. That's all we need.
Right. So how was your Mother's Day?
It was quiet, but in a good way. It was, the girls came over, they brought bagels, so we just had a nice morning. And they each have a lot going on in their lives right now. So I know they had busy weekends, and my eldest leaves for Ireland on Wednesday, so she's got a lot of last minute things to coordinate, and you know, the youngest has got, you know, job and house things squared away. She's going to Mexico in a couple of weeks, so they just have a lot that they've got to get lined up. So, and I've spent all week with them between graduations and shopping and things like that. So it was just, they stopped over, we had breakfast, you know, and just kind of coffee and talked and all that. And then they went out and did their thing. And then I just had a relaxing day.
Isn't that the best Mother's Day?
Really nice. Yeah. It was always stressful when they were younger. Like there was a lot of pressure, and it always ended up like every year somebody was crying. And it wasn't me, but no. it would just make the day a bummer. Like someone would fight, the girls would fight, Paul would get mad at the girls, something they didn't do right. But it was just chaos. And I'm like, I don't want chaos.
Yeah. Can we just have a nice day? You know what my ex-wife used to do?
And pizza for dinner. You're correct. It was wonderful. Very nice.
Ooh, you carved up.
I did. I'm going to explode now. I'm so stressed out between bagels and pizza.
Wow.
I know. I did go out and get my steps in.
You're going to swell up like a tick now. Your body's not used to these carbs. You're going to drink some water. And you're going to swell up like a tick.
And wine.
Yeah, but to be perfectly honest with you, it's only going to take a couple of days for that to get through your system, and you'll be fine. You didn't gain any weight. There's just no way. What my ex used to do is get up and go to the shore. She'd just get up and take the day by herself, and would get up and drive down the shore, and then
leave you with all the munchkins.
Yeah, and which was fine.
A good day.
Yeah, She would come back, and then we either have something. I hated going to restaurants because, first of all, everybody's doing it.
I know. I don't like them either.
Right.
Not on the holidays, because I feel like they up the price and it's less quality.
Right, and it takes forever to get waited on, and kids are like driving you crazy, and
I hate buffets. I don't like fetching my food. Everybody touches it. Ugh.
Well, how do you think it gets?
No, buffet. Oh, where you go get your food. Right. I hate those. Those are disgusting.
I'm not going to lie. Love a good buffet.
I'm not a fan.
So today I got up and I looked, and all my kids were at the Elmer Diner. And I'm like, the Elmer Diner, which is like some little hole in a wall diner down in Elmer.
Yeah.
And I used to drive by it all the time. And I never decided, you know, because it just looks like one of those old 50-style diners, you know.
The best ones.
The chrome outside and the big windows. Right. So I said, how's the food? And they go, oh, my God, the food here is amazing. I'm like, I never tried it before. So now I got this hankering to go to a diner.
Now I want to go to a diner. Yeah.
That's one thing about Jersey. They have the best diner.
Oh. Some are better than others, but you are correct. It's just there's something about going in at whatever time and getting whatever you want.
Yes.
You want eggs at 2 a.m. or you want a big old steak at 2 a.m.? You can eat that. Whatever you want. It's like the menu is huge.
I'm a big fan of diner meatloaf mashed potatoes. I love that. I'm a big fan of that. And then
like the Vineland. What's the diner that's by me? I brought Lisa there when she came out to visit. Guy Fieri from that Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives, he tested, Vincenttown Diner.
Oh, Vincenttown Diner.
And she got that mashed potato meatloaf.
Tower.
So it was, yeah.
Yeah,
was
a lot of places have the meatloaf. I love a good meatloaf tower because it's got the fried onions on top of it. It's so good.
Dean had a good Mother's Day.
Dean had his dick out on the deck. Dean's dick was on the deck. Dean's dick out on the deck day.
Triple D.
Dean's dick and deck days. I'm sorry, but I could never lay out in the nude. Don't get me wrong. I don't mind being nude in the house. Like, I
If I thought no one could see me, there's a possibility. I have neighbors that are way too many windows. No way. I can't even begin to think of that. Holy shit.
Oh my God. Ooh. So I remember one time.
Poor neighbors.
This memory just popped into my head. I remember one time that where I used to go down the shore, there was this one spot. It was a weekday, Wednesday. Nobody was around. Mm-hmm. It was like mid-May before Memorial Day, you know, and there's hardly anybody around.
Yeah, it's
and there was this one private beach we used to go to that was all trees in front of it and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So the girlfriend and I decide that we're going to go and we're going to lay and get an all-over tan.
Oh, good for you. Okay.
So I did lay out naked. Yeah. Okay. Oh. I think I was 25 at the time.
Yeah. Yeah. When you're young and adventurous. Yeah.
All right. So we do that. And the problem was I had a stupid fly that kept landing on my ass and trying to crawl my ass.
Those black flies?
Well, I don't know what. It was just a fly. I'm like, stay out of my ass. It wasn't bothering anybody. One fly trying to crawl up my ass. And I was like, that's it. I'll put my pants back on.
That was great for your girlfriend to, like, you know, handle that for you. She wasn't taking care of that.
No. I'm like, why is this fly trying to crawl my ass?
It's like, what's the nude beach? I want to say it's Sandy Hook.
No.
There's a nude beach in Jersey.
It's what's the name of the river? And it was called Sunshine. No. Sunshine Park or something.
Nude beach, New Jersey. Let's Google.
Yeah.
Gunnison Beach, Sandy Hook? In the Highlands area, yeah.
Sandy Hook? Oh, that's way up north. There's another one that was down.
It's near, like, Navasink, Long Branch-ish area, yeah.
Dean says, wipe better next time. Possibly.
It's just one fly.
Yeah, there was this, it was the river we used to go out, we used to water ski on this one river. And there was a nudist beach there. And it was funny because there was a boat there that was supposed to be a fishing boat, but there was all these old guys on there with binoculars.
Oh, gross.
And they were looking at the nudes. But the thing.
Well, what are you looking at?
Yeah, I never seen anybody that I was like, some naked. Oh, my God. Oh, why are they
she's
naked?
Like 100. Yeah.
Oh, God.
All the wrinkles from the sun. She could have been 35, but.
It looked like two testicles on somebody's chest just hanging there.
Was it the rings around an elephant's leg?
Just swinging back and forth.
I can't say anything.
Yeah. It was terrible.
I can't critique anyone.
But back then I couldn't. I don't know. I don't understand that whole laying out, getting all over tan.
It's the sand. It gets everywhere.
That's what I said. I would love the beach if it wasn't for the sand. If they would concrete the beach, then I would love it.
If they had it where you didn't have to lay directly on the sand, like if you could have like a nice little squishy platform above it.
Yeah, like a, almost like a deck.
Yeah.
That you could,
soft deck though. You
could. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I can see that. Happy Mother's Day, Jane Jamingo.
Jane.
Thank you. So anyhow, the kids were out taking their mother out to breakfast this morning.
Nice.
That's what
so
I
it was
said.
A good diner. They were happy.
Yeah, they seen and they said it was off the beaten path, so it wasn't really, really packed like some of the places around here were.
Well, most people try to hit like the brunchy spots, like down by me, over by me. I guess I'm over by you, from you. Like it was all in Long Beach Island. Everybody's like going out for like to the nice restaurants and like Mother's Day brunch. And I'm like, that's like $40 brunch. Like it's eggs,
right?
Eggs and like carving stations. I'm like, no.
Yeah, at Father's Day, they want to take me out to dinner. I'm like, no, just make me something. I don't care. Just make me throw a couple burgers on a grill and some hot
dogs.
That
sounds nice. Yeah.
Yeah, and let's coleslaw. And let's grill because it's June. Father's Day's in June.
Well, and it's family. And it's like, you got a big family, so we can take everybody out to eat. Like,
it's a nightmare.
That's pricey. Plus, you got littles, too, now.
Oh, yeah, we got grandkids now, too.
I know. It's different. Different when it's just, like, adults.
Well, because my daughter was... My oldest, she's sitting there. She's come back. She goes, I don't know, this Mother's Day thing. It's like, it's stressful. I said, yeah, don't worry. I said, yeah, they're 4 and 2 now. I said, you blink your eyes, they'll be 22.
Yep. Yeah. Tell me about it.
So
I don't miss the days where we just would fight every Mother's Day, but I kind of miss them being that little.
So are you part of the big unfollow that's going on now for people from the Met Gala?
I don't follow him anyway.
So now there's this big thing, I guess, on X, where they pick a celebrity and they just completely unfollow them. Like Kim Kardashian, because she went to the Met Gala, she lost like 3 million followers in a day.
She'll make it back.
Yeah.
It's like all the people who boycott gas stations and then like 4 days later, they got to go back to the
gas station. It's the big block, right? And then fans, the people that love her,
they're gonna
stay with her anyhow.
They're going to still follow the brand. They're going to buy her shit. But
it's these keyboard woke-ass warriors. Yeah. You know what? I shouldn't even say woke-ass. It's on both sides.
Why are they, what's the cause for the mass unfollowing? They're just grumpy?
Because they were at the Met Gala, and one of the celebrities had said, let them eat cake, which was the Marie Antoinette thing that they did before the French Revolution, before she got the guillotine. So now they're unfollowing, or, you know.
Like they weren't saying that about all the little people before.
Right. And they're like, $75,000 for a ticket. That could be used.
Yeah, what do you think that shit costs?
Yeah, well, that could be used for something, or that could be used for the homeless. Yeah, right. Like we don't give enough money to the homeless.
You and I give money to the homeless. I don't know how much the Kardashians are donating.
Well, they pay taxes and the taxes go to the home. I mean, they're in California. They make a shit ton of money, and
I'm sure they've got ways to divert some of that money. They probably have some great accounting, I'm sure. But yeah, you're not wrong. I mean, their tax money does, but I think it's the same thing that people say, like, you know, all the billionaires should pay all the woes of everything. Well, they ain't poor. None of those Kardashians are eating chicken out of a dumpster. Nope. None of them.
That's true. And you know, it is the only time of the year that they are not getting fucked by a black guy.
I don't know.
They're getting fucked by the
government. I don't know. One of them is somewhere.
No, I'm saying, you know, this is the one time of the year that they don't get fucked by a black guy.
Could be.
Usually it's just the government. The government.
The government.
The government's fucking them.
My goodness. Yeah. So what, they're unfollowing all the Met Gala, or they just pick like one?
Well, they're
a week
picking
and
one or two. I forget. I mean, I know it was Kim Kardashian, and it was the one person that did the let them eat cake. But they're running around now. They're flexing their social media muscles. This is the next one we get. We're gonna take this one down.
Yeah.
Good for you.
None of the TV stations are canceling their show. Nobody's canceling their ads.
They don't give a shit.
They don't give a shit if you know, Mary from Wisconsin's, I don't like them anymore. Okay. Because there's 10 other people who will still follow.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't matter.
And then the latest thing is that Jerry Seinfeld.
Oh, I saw that.
Was giving a speech at, which university was it? I have it here.
I just saw it too. I was like, holy crap.
Here, Duke University.
Yeah, not a little university, by the way. Like, that's a big one. Disgusting what they did.
Really? You think
so? I
thought so. All right, so now
I think it's rude.
So here he is, and he's giving his speech. What's the thing about graduation?
What's up with Hamas? Why are they murderers?
Jerry is also serving as our commencement speaker
today. So they're announcing him all these... They're walking out.
Bye. I hope you don't get your graduate certificate. I didn't think you could just get up and fucking leave your own graduation.
What's the deal with walking out?
Why do they have bad manners? Yeah, who cares? Well, he's been very outspoken, so.
As you should.
Yeah, well, I mean, hello.
So there is a guy that I know through podcasting. He had a podcast back in the day, 2016, when we were doing Brand X. His name was Daniel. I'll just use his first name. And he had the Toe on the Trigger podcast. And he's been listening to Brand X since forever. Mm-hmm. And now I got him to listen to the Boomer Bunker. So he's a truck driver now.
Oh, very
and
cool.
So he sends me messages, audio messages, and he's like, I don't know if, you know, I know where you stand on this Israel thing, but I don't think you're realizing what the Palestinians had to go through. And I'm like, yeah. No. So, of course, you know me. I do a show before. I'll do a show for anybody anywhere. So there I go. I wonder if I can bring it up. I wonder if I bring it up. Will it work? Let me see. If I can tell you what I said. Sometimes I should wonder if I should even say this to him. Where is it? As we do the show before the show.
Before the show?
The show during the show. I'm burning all my material for Thursday
That's right.
night.
We'll have plenty more, I'm sure.
Son of a bitch. I thought I had a...
I did send you something through X, by the way, today.
You did?
I think it was another Bill Maher bit.
Oh, yeah.
He's kind of on fire a little bit.
He is on fire a little bit.
Not mad at him.
No, me either.
And, it was about Stormy Daniels.
Oh.
I think you'd be interested in that one.
Right. There he is.
It was a very interesting clip.
Oh,
I think it's like a minute.
Dean wants me to send my updates for, what's that called? For the 2024. Because now all of a sudden.
Oh, yeah.
After the show.
That was really funny. That was funny.
After the show.
I got to give Dirk.
Right.
I don't even remember what his Rumble name is.
It doesn't matter.
Nitsimoto.
Yeah. Okay.
So he sent that, and he's because he was like questioning what area you lived in. So I gave him that update, and then he sent that graph with just the little snippet of you, how much you walked. It was really funny.
It was like 846 steps, 856 steps, or something.
And
like
I sent all the deets that you sent me to Josh, so he'll work it out. He wants to do what you've driven too.
Oh, what I've driven? Yeah, I don't even know. To be honest,
he wants
with
to
you.
Include that, but I don't know if you've been tracking it. So.
All right, tell me if you can hear this.
Okay.
Hey, first of all, thank you for listening.
All right, so I told him, I'm talking to Daniel. So I'm doing a show for Daniel.
So Dean says Biden was a truck driver too.
Sure he was. I was a truck driver. Then when I was riding elephants in the Sahara Desert, what?
My uncle's getting eaten by.
So he said to me, what's my position on Israel-Palestine? And of course, me, I'll give it to him. Yeah. Here we go.
You're subtle. Go
and
for it.
I'll try to sum it up a little bit here. My problem with the Palestinians is they're a bunch of fucking troublemakers. They're kind of like the blacks of the Arab nation. Everywhere they go, they start fucking trouble. They started trouble in Jordan. They started trouble in Lebanon. They started trouble, I think, in Libya or Syria. Syria, Jordan, Lebanon. They've been thrown out. Israel will not let...
I made a mistake. I said Israel. I meant to say Egypt. Egypt won't even let one of them in their country.
One fucking Palestinian in their country. Not one. Their border with Egypt, the wall with Egypt is even worse. Israel was letting Palestinians come into the country. They were working in the country. And on October 7th, they came over and they fucking slaughtered women and children. So I can't sit here and worry about women and children over in Palestine. And you say that, well, then if the Palestinians aren't Hamas, then I guess the Israelis aren't Israel. All right. But nobody, it's okay for Hamas to come over there and torch them. Here's the other thing. Since 2005, they've had that fucking country and the people pouring money into this country, all kinds of aid into this country, and Hamas has taken it and built 300 miles of tunnels under there just so they can attack Israel and kill Jews. That's all they want to do. They don't even let their own people come down there and get out of harm's way. All right. So Hamas doesn't care about their own people. Israel has done more to stop civilian casualties than any other war in the history of mankind. But nobody covers that. All right. They're constantly, giving them warnings when they're going to bomb and where they're going to bomb and all that. It doesn't matter. So I want Israel to go in there and fucking remove Hamas, take them out, all of them. And here's the other thing. Hamas could have this thing stopped tomorrow if they did two things. Surrender and give the hostages back, and this stops tomorrow. They won't. They don't care. They love this. This is their thing. They want to be able to hide in civilians so you can't go get them. Well, guess what? We're not going to allow that to work anymore. So, sorry. This is going to have to be one of those things where it sucks to be you. And that's how I feel about it. Israel didn't start this shit. All right. They've been being attacked ever since 1948. And all they've done is defended themselves. There's not been one aggressive war that Israel has started. It's always been in defense. There you go. Now, there's my long one.
There you go. This is what this is.
Decisions have consequences.
This is what Israel says to the rest of the world. I didn't start this. You did.
There you go.
Yeah.
Dean says, what would have happened after Japan bombed Pearl Harbor if we said, let's stop because we feel sorry for the Japanese?
Yeah. We vaporized 100,000 Japanese people. Vaporized them. Just to stop the war. So, yeah. So, look, it sucks. War sucks. You know what? I would rather we not have war. Yeah. I would rather they stop killing people in Israel, in Gaza, in Ukraine, in Russia, all the places. You know what? Why are we doing this? So anyhow, I got one back. I wonder if he's on the road. I wonder how this sounds because he gave me five and he doesn't know I'm going to play this. Let me see what it sounds like.
Okay, so I understand what you're saying.
I can't play that. It sounds like he's in a,
sounds like he's in a truck.
Now I got to get a hold of him and step up his game.
Yeah. So I'm talking into the fucking mic. Yeah.
Well, I think I can, if I can get this audio out of here, I think I can clean that up with some noise reduction, but. He didn't tell me I could play it. But so anyhow, we're having our own little show back and forth, me and Daniel.
That's true. Well, it's funny. You mentioned, not funny, haha, but you mentioned like Pearl Harbor and all this, that, and the other one. I went out for, I did my walk today and I came back and Paul was watching Saving Private Ryan, which I have successfully not watched. I've never watched it because I don't care for war movies and they're very realistic. Some of them are just... The graphics are incredible and special effects. So, of course, I sit down like halfway through it and I'm like, I ask a few questions and I basically know the premise of it. They're going to find Private Ryan. And I know if you haven't watched it, spoiler, but you know,
it's been out for like 30 years.
I've never seen it. And I had no idea how many people were in it. And I'm looking up at the credits. I'm like, Ted Danson's in this? Like, I'm like, who hires Ted Danson? Like, but I guess back so far, that was those were the guys. And of course, everybody's just getting wiped out left and right, and by the end of the movie, I'm like, stupid fucking war movies. And I'm like, I'm not even vested into this movie. But at the very end, when he's in Arlington, I'm like sobbing. I'm like, dumb fuck. Like, everybody dies. Everybody with their eyes open. Fucking like it's
the first when they land on the beaches in Normandy and they drop that case and they're just getting mowed down by machine gun fire and guys. I can't watch it. I can't watch it.
Because it's so realistic. And it's exactly what Mr. Decaf says, the staircase scene. Yeah, at the end, absolutely. So I have a question. Is the guy that walked past him on the staircase the guy they let go?
I don't remember. I can't remember.
There was one sole German that they made him dig the hole for one of the service guys who died, one of the guys in the troops who died. And then at the very end, they like very much focus on him and he's picking people off. No. Okay. God damn it. I thought it was, but I was like kind of half watching it because I really don't want to watch
War movies,
but I wasn't going to, I'm like, yeah, happy Mother's Day. I'm watching freaking murder. You know, we put on after that, I put on, what the hell was that? I was watching Predator. I was like, woo. I love that movie.
Yeah.
It's so stupid. It's just stupid. It's a bad 80s movie. I'm good with that.
I'm going to try a clip here. You were talking about Bill Maher. Maher has a clip of where he was talking to Stormy Daniels. Mm-hmm. In 2018.
Yes.
And then when she
first came out with all this. Yeah.
Right. So let's see how this works.
Thanks, Dean.
And first I asked her why she had sex with Trump. Listen to that. And then listen to what she says after that. And then we're going to talk about the trial because it's quite a variance of what she said to me in 2018. Why did you f*** Donald Trump?
I have no idea.
She looks very different.
Okay. But you say it's not a Me Too case.
It is not a Me Too case. I mean, I wasn't.
You know, here's the thing. You see her in 2018 and 6 years later, she's about 5 miles of tore up road now.
Well,
she's got makeup done here, so, she's on.
5 years makes a difference.
I guess it does. It's like, holy shit.
Well, is she still working now? Like, currently?
Not 100% sure.
Yeah, I don't think she is.
So he asked her, why did you fuck Donald Trump?
Yeah, sorry.
Why did you f*** Donald Trump?
I have no idea.
She knows why.
Okay, but you say it's not a Me Too case.
It is not a Me Too case. I mean, I wasn't assaulted. I wasn't attacked or raped or coerced or blackmailed. They tried to shove me in the Me Too box to further their own agenda. And first of all, I didn't want any part of that because it's not the truth, and I'm not a victim in that regard.
That's not what she's saying now. She's talking about he was bigger and blocking the way. It's all the Me Too buzzwords. She said there was a power imbalance of power for sure. My hands were shaking so hard. She said she blacked out. Blacked out? She's a porn star. She's, I don't think sex.
That doesn't mean she's been subjected to the likes of Donald Trump.
That's kind of funny.
I might black out too.
Do you really think she blacked out? I mean, this, a porn star is used to having sex with people she does not know. That's the job. It's kind of like Stormy Bob Stormy.
Okay. Now, with Stormy, I think she was trying to get a spot on The Apprentice. She figured she could get a spot on The Apprentice. So this is, yeah, why not? Why not bang Donald Trump? How bad can it be?
And he's now, rich. Why not?
Yeah, and now all of a sudden she's coming out. Oh, I blacked out.
Yeah, I don't. Look, I understand there's people who are truly victims who recant. I understand that, but I don't know if that was the case for her. I mean, I wasn't there. The truth is obviously somewhere between her and Donald. But I'm thinking, I don't know if she was raped.
This is the weakest.
She was gladly went on Bill Maher, and she was like, "I'm fine. It was just
this. Another dick." Just throw another dick on the pile.
Another hot dog down the hallway. Who cares?
Yeah, exactly. It's ridiculous.
I don't know. I just thought listening to that, I was like, huh, I should send that to John. Because it's very interesting.
What? You should have done that to who? What?
When I listened to this,
yes.
I said I should send this to John.
Send it to John. Okay. Wow, that was a different thing than I thought you said. Okay.
Okay. I'm sorry. Not sure what you heard.
Yeah, never mind.
That's what I said.
Doesn't matter. Okay. Let's move on.
No, I'm curious now. Okay.
So, and here's the thing with Bill is he hates Donald Trump.
He does.
Despises him. And it must stick in his craw that he's actually got to defend the guy somewhat now.
No, I think he's bringing up some things that should be questioned. And I think the past few episodes of his show that we've listened to, even he's like, hey.
Yeah, this is bullshit.
Kind of smells. Yeah. I mean, even Bill Maher. So,
yeah. So, yesterday, Trump was in Wildwood.
Oh, my God. Did you see the crowds?
They say it was between 80 and 100,000.
That's a lot of people.
And then other people were like, no, it wasn't. It was more. I'm like, listen, I don't care how many. I see there was a lot of people there.
I know folks who went down for that.
Right. And there was a lot of people that didn't go because it was. They knew it was going to be a fucking shit show there.
Oh, yeah.
And they were standing there for hours waiting for him to come.
Now, they were lining up since like Tuesday.
Right. Now,
like Tuesday. Trump chairs flew on the boardwalk.
Trump flew over with the Trump Force One.
Trump Force One, I know.
And they were taking pictures out the window. And there's a lot of people.
Packed. Now, does not look like a Joe Biden rally.
Right. Now, they say there was a lot of counter-protesters there, but he's still drawing people. Whether he's counter-protesters or regular protesters, he was still drawing people.
Do you think there were like 10,000 counter-protesters?
Maybe. All right, like, let's go 10,000.
Yeah, so that's still 1/8. That's like, what, 12% of
maybe.
The people there?
Yeah, 12.
Maybe 10%?
12, yeah, something like that. Counter-protesting over there.
80,000 people? That's a lot of people.
I'll tell you something about the counter.
You've been to Wildwood. It's a lot.
Yeah, especially in Jersey. You're going to come over there and start screaming shit about, you know, against Trump. You better have your big boy pants on because they'll punch you in the face.
Well, it's funny because New Jersey's a blue state. Like,
yes.
It is blue. There's like maybe 2.5 counties that are red. My county is absolutely red. There's a few fluky towns that managed to get some Dems in, but my county is absolutely red. Monmouth County, purpley. Depends on the cities. There's some, you know, inner city areas like Asbury and Keensburg and stuff like that. And then I think a little bit like southwest by you.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Salem County is Republican.
Yeah.
Down in Cumberland County.
There's a little bit maybe up north. Maybe
rural
part of one
areas,
of
your rural, rural,
yeah, working rural. Folk,
yeah.
But
so,
like, usually the top north counties close to New York and Hoboken, all that is blue. So to see that many people show up, but they came from like Delaware, they came from everywhere.
Yes.
Like, it wasn't just New Jersey, but the fact that they had that many people there is insane.
Well,
a lot of our local GOP was down there.
Our buddy Soft Weekly made a Twitter
there?
Appearance, right. And he had said something, and I kind of got in his ass over Twitter. And no. I think, let me see, is this mine? Yeah, maybe if I can go to mine.
And first I asked her why she had sex with Trump. Listen to that.
Shut up, I didn't want to do that. Let me go back to my profile and see if I can find out what I said to him. Oh, look, there we are. We're there.
Hey, there we are.
Right. Oh.
Hi, Twitter.
Yes, I can
Hello, Twitter world.
Yeah, I can actually play some of this stuff now because, again, we're just playing audio.
We'd be on the Twitters?
We'd be on the Twitters.
On the X.
So here's Mr. Ketchup at it again.
God, he looks like a ghoul.
Spreading his lies and bullshit. Keep it up.
Ketchup.
Smart people are waking up. Boycott Heinz Ketchup.
I love Heinz Ketchup. It's so
What's the deal with Heinz Ketchup?
It's so good.
Hey, you.
It annoys me. It goes into his pocket.
I'm not done. How dare you? It would cost you hundreds of dollars to see me anywhere else. Sit down, Jew haters. Right, here we go. Here's Mr. Ketchup.
Play Mr. Ketchup.
Agriculture contributes about 33% of all the emissions of the world, depending a little bit on how you count it, but it's anywhere from 26 to 33. And we can't get to net zero. We don't get this job done unless agriculture is front and center as part.
So we're going to starve you motherfuckers. We're going to starve you. All right. So we can get to net zero, which doesn't make any sense because China is pumping, is burning. They don't give a fuck about global warming. And this is just some kind of PSYOP job.
He hops in his private jet.
Right,
fuck
and
you.
It flies all over the place, and they're going to get rid of it. This is how they're going to do it, under climate change. And fucking these morons, Gen Xers and millennials and Gen Zers, they believe this shit. Like, the CO2 right now is the lowest it's been in forever. And they still want to get it down to net zero. And how we're going to do this? Well, we're going to have to starve some motherfuckers.
Yeah.
The solution. But with a growing population on the planet, we just crossed the threshold of 8 billion fellow citizens around the world. We just crossed that in this last year. Emissions from the food system alone are projected to cause another half a degree of warming by mid-century on the current course that we are.
All right. So mid-century, 20 years from
now.
20 years from now. Count chocolate. Yeah. 20 years from now. If we don't stop doing what we're going to do now, if we don't starve you motherfuckers, it's going to raise the temperature a half a degree. Go fuck yourselves. Who cares?
And is the population increasing? I thought they were making a fuss that population was actually...
Not for white people. White people are done fucking. Well, they're done having kids.
Yeah, but I thought in the U.S., the population has actually been declining.
Oh, not really.
But just slightly.
Birth rate. Yeah, there's more illegal aliens being imported than the actual Americans being born.
Having babies, yeah.
Right. This is fucked up.
Today. A 2-degree future could result in an additional 600 million people not getting enough to eat.
What?
Send them back.
What? You know what's going to stop 600 million people not getting enough to eat? Cutting off agriculture. Getting rid of the cows. The fuck is wrong with this?
Soylent Green, baby.
It's crazy.
And you just can't continue to both warm the planet while also expecting to feed it.
Yes, you can. You can absolutely do that. You can absolutely continue to grow food and cows and chickens and
they'll fart
pigs,
and they'll keep it warm.
Right? Yeah. It doesn't matter.
It just doesn't matter.
Right. We could do this and feed the planet, but what we can't do is we can't kill everybody like you want to do.
Could result.
Could.
I might be full of shit. He's like a weatherman. You don't know.
Yeah. Again, you know, in the 70s, we were all supposed to be dead by 2010.
Yeah. It's like a friend says, you flick boogers and see what sticks.
Exactly.
Doesn't work.
You're welcome.
So we have to reduce emissions from the food system to keep the 1.5 degrees alive. Why do we have to keep 1.5 degrees alive? Because scientists, as a basis of physics and mathematics,
As you are not.
Not ideology and politics or party labels or anything else. As a matter of physics and mathematics and some biology and chemistry have told us. These are the consequences. And we already see it happening. And almost everything they've predicted for 30 plus years now is coming.
Everything they predicted that didn't come true might come true later on.
It might. It possibly.
If there is a God.
If we wait.
If there is a God, the next time he's up in his private jet, the fucking door blows off and he gets sucked out.
Suck him right out. Like a fucking Boeing plane just gone.
Yeah. This guy here, him, Fauci.
Put them all in a Boeing plane. Just send
what's them. The other guy that ran for president that lost? His wife was against lyrics and just, what was his name?
Al Gore. Oh, the PMRC. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ruined my childhood. Fucking dumb right. Bitch.
So.
I'm gonna have mornings for
Mr.
words.
Mr. Ketchup.
This fucking idiot.
Mm-hmm.
I'm serious. All I see is Count Chocula when I look at him. I don't even like that cereal, but he just it's the big fucking head.
His head's, yeah, he's got a huge head in his, and it's, yeah. Everything's starting
his
to
eyes
shrink
are, he looks like, it's like a combination of that and like the evil emperor, like Emperor Palpatine. Like, it's just like, it's all he's missing are the wrinkles because he keeps getting
Dean
surgery.
Dean wants the door to suck open and have him fall, and then the plane crash into where Greta Thunberg is. Kill two.
How dare you?
How dare you?
Dare you, Dean?
How dare you? Do I even have that on here? I think I have. Here we go.
How dare you?
How dare you?
She's so righteous little Herman Munster. Yeah, you're right.
Here is a ad that Trump put out that Google and Facebook will not allow you to play. We can play it on.
On X, though.
On X. Here we go. It's nice. A Biden commercial. Okay.
Oh, I'm with the Biden campaign.
Yeah. I voted for Biden last time.
That's fantastic.
Is it? Everything costs more. Food, gas, rent.
Okay, but Biden's helping pay rent for newcomers to America from around the world.
You mean illegal immigrants? I'm struggling to pay my bills, but Biden's paying rent for illegals? They get handouts and I'm paying for it.
But Biden can still count on your vote, right?
Things were better before Biden. I'm voting for Trump.
Make America Great Again, Inc. is responsible for the...
Whoops.
He's not wrong. They're very concerned about the black vote.
Yeah, here is our illustrious senator from New Jersey, Cory Booker.
Cory Booker, fucking putz.
All right, he's out there, and we have to.
He dumped Rosario Dawson. I mean, seriously, I got to question his judgment.
He dumped her?
I think so.
Wow.
Yeah, she's fucking smoke show that one.
Here's Cory.
I heard he's a little.
He's what? You think he might be a swishy? He might play for both teams?
He's a little light in the loafers, maybe.
Yeah. Mm.
Anyway.
You know what?
I don't care.
You know what, Corey? I'm done with you.
Corey.
Every time I suck your dick, it tastes like shit.
Gross.
I've had enough. I think you're cheating on me. Corey says, we must protect the people who have called the United States home since they were children. Who know no other country but ours and who are American in every way but a piece of paper.
I've lived here since I was a child.
Yeah.
What about me?
Well, it's just, you don't count.
Oh, sorry. Right.
We should
paper,
not rip
so.
Families apart. We should not hurt our economy. And well, whatever. Here we go. So here he's
shut
talking.
Up. Yeah. Not you.
This is ridiculous where we stand right now. This is not an issue that we can't deal with. It's an issue that Donald Trump is undermining true progress from being done. And the threat is real. Donald Trump has proven time and time again that what I say, you should believe I will do. And what he's saying of deporting thousands and thousands of people that are American in every way but a piece of paper.
Yes. Ow.
Yes. Goodbye.
Bye. Yes.
This, do not pass go.
Trump should play this.
Do not collect $200.
Trump should play this. Yeah. He should have a sticker. Sitting up in the corner saying, I did that, or I will do that. I will do that.
That was me. I did that.
Yeah, I did that. Whoa. Here we go.
Big. Biggins.
Who contribute to billions of dollars in our economy is just outrageous. We have got to make sure that President Biden does everything he can to provide long-term relief for long-term undocumented residents. This.
How about long-term residents?
How about
like citizens?
What is another word? For undocumented residents.
Can I say that without getting suspended, maybe?
Well,
like that young man?
You mean illegal?
It's
aliens?
No fun.
Oh my God, I wanted to get that and play that. Yeah.
Is that even available?
It probably it's like is.
Not even on their.
It probably is.
All right.
I'll have to get that for later. So again, more for the people that are here, and we're over here working our balls off, paying taxes. Yeah. He wants if Biden gets in again, he is going to raise our taxes. We're fucked.
We are fucked.
Fucked.
Well, I mean, if he depends who he lets vote, because now pretty much anybody who has a pulse can go in and vote,
mm-hmm.
and they're looking to push that very quickly. That's right. What all this is about: getting the vote, right. Because they're losing other votes. That's why.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So, but I don't know. Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
Keeping family together. This is about fairness. This is about smart policy.
Fairness for who?
Yeah, exactly.
Fairness for the people that are shelling out money for this bullshit. It's with the crime that they're bringing, and there's no vetting, and there's nothing. You just letting
sit
anybody
down,
in.
Sit down, Cory Booker. Yeah.
Sit down and shut the fuck up.
It's about our economy. It is about jobs. It is about our first responders. It is about the people that teach our children. It is about great Americans and being
all
the nation we say
Americans.
We are. This is the
all
time
citizens.
For executive action.
Hold on. What's this? You're freaking out over there. What are you?
He's just people who work and responders and teachers. I'm like, yes, all people who live here
right.
and are citizens
right.
who pay taxes, not getting any of these tax breaks, by the way. So,
yeah.
Sorry.
I'm just saying.
This is the time to stand up and do what is right.
They're holding a sign to protect American families. Yes! From illegal aliens.
Yes!
Every time they talk, it's like, every time they talk, it's a Trump commercial.
Seriously.
It's like that one lady that does the news from under her desk. And did you ever see her? She's on TikTok.
No.
And she says, this is what Donald Trump's going to do. It was the best commercial. Trump should play it 24/7. He should play it.
Invest in our public safety by investing in so many of the people that make America so much stronger.
My tax dollars.
Right. So anyhow, with that, I'm trying to think, did I have it in here? Where is it?
Well, Menendez is getting bumped and Andy Kim's probably going to take his spot. So we'll have two more Dems.
Where do I look for notifications?
Duchess.
There's Duchess.
Soft Weekly.
Yeah, they're soft. He told me to settle down. Right.
Oh,
So anyhow, Anthony Cumia, who used to be part of the Opie and Anthony.
Yes.
He says, the media spin for this one, Biden can't get 80 people to a campaign event. We are tired of what America has become under the twisted shit Biden administration. Trump has ridiculous momentum at this point, 6 months till the election. I'm curious and quite interested on how they're going to try to screw him out of this election.
I think I like this post.
Right. So then Soft Weekly says, relax, Grandpa.
Meaning Anthony.
Right. So then I say, look what your Democrats have done to this country in 3 short years. Turned the U.S. into a third world shithole, just like I told you 3 years ago would happen. We're done relaxing. So how about you sit the fuck down and shut the fuck up? And I'm telling you, that thing got a lot of people were paying attention.
He should be annoyed. Isn't he from Michigan? Aren't his representatives like actively supporting?
As long as they have Coors Light and whatever beer and whiskey he drinks, he's fine. He doesn't give a shit.
I hope for you, Soft. Hang in there, buddy. God damn it.
So
got bad hair today.
I didn't give you a chance to primp and prep.
I didn't. You're just like, come on. I'm like, okay.
I came down here and I started setting some things up and so far, we haven't lost. We have not lost.
Knock
on wood. We have not lost, or it hasn't froze up.
What the fuck is that noise? That was the best rant when you lost your shit on that. Oh my God.
I can't find it. There's a thing here where I have. Nope. I have that on,
not that
on
one.
My soundboard.
That's on Discord, so you have to snag it
no,
up.
No, I have it here. It is. Nah. Where's that fucking noise from? I was talking, and the noise is like it was like I was in an airplane was going.
It was
by.
All your house. It was all you,
right? And no guys are sitting there, and I'm like I'm trying to talk, and I'm talking louder and louder, trying to talk over the noise, and nobody hears it except me.
Nope.
And I just scream, "Where's that fucking noise coming from?"
Was that Rubberneckers or was that?
Yeah, it was Rubberneckers. No, it was Rubberneckers with Jody. Jody's like, "You smell
Jody's
toast."
Yeah. He's like, "Something wrong with you?
What the fuck is wrong with you?"
He has. It's got to be the weed, but his personality is just mellow, and I just love it because he's like as animated and freaked out as you would get. He'd be like, "Well, John,
He's stoned. 90% of the time, he's stoned.
He's so mellow. I would hate to. I can't imagine him pissed off. I think that'd be kind of scary.
Yeah, it might be.
I mean, you yell all the time, but everybody's used to you. But if Jody goes like fucking postal, I don't know. That'd be a little scary.
Hmm.
It's more out of character, I would think.
Yes. Well, I don't know whether I should put this out as a supplemental. I can always throw it out on Jamingo Rants because.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I
no, it's okay. Hey, listen, I said you could come on here and we did some talking.
Come play.
I did some ranting. In the comments. You did some ranting? We did some ranting.
Oh, I know. I hate seeing our representatives. Ugh. They make me so angry.
Why do you put that? You say it's Jamingo Rants, but the Dutch is on. It's just like Boomer Bunker. Go fuck yourselves. That's what I do. It's my show. Do what I want. I do what I want, bitches.
I do what I want. Well, I hit 800 miles.
I'll tell you this. And now that
Josh is already way past me, but.
Well,
damn it.
So I walked those 856 steps and it ruined me. Mm. My knees are killing me.
I'm sorry.
My lower back's killing me. And I haven't been straight. I've been able to do it since. I have not been able to get that many steps in since.
Go slow again. Just go.
Try again.
Get yourself back.
Try again. You know,
just feel better.
Yeah. I don't know if I said this, but I went into my freezer and I had chicken and shit and vegetables in there that had been in there for years. I said, all right, we're starting
clean
over.
It all. Yep.
I got two trash cans full of stuff out of the freezer and the refrigerator. And
I'll
out of
John
went.
Bring all that out for you.
Yeah, he did. And then what I did from there is I realized I make too much food. I can't eat. I got to make smaller amounts.
Portions, yeah.
Yeah, because it takes me longer to eat it all. So, but I think I'm getting there. I think we're...
Good for you. Bust things apart. Do more like portion size. Like when you freeze things, just freeze one or two chicken boobs
since,
and stuff like that.
I don't know if I told you this, but I eat a lot of cottage cheese.
Yes.
I save the containers. So what I do now is... Save them. So there's like 55... There's 55...
This bitch is like Cool Whip container. That's your Rubbermaid
stuff. It's all the cottage cheese containers. Ugh, they're all the same thing.
Throw them away. They're so grody.
So, I rinse. I wash them.
No, I know. I just...
So, what I do is I take two cans of tuna fish, right? And then I take a cup of cottage cheese, and I put some everything bagel seasoning on there.
Okay.
And I mix it all up. And that's a meal. Okay, so that's a meal.
Good
I make two of those, and then I make the oats, and I just make two of those.
Perfect.
And then I got some chicken boobs.
Nice.
And I pounded them out, and then I put them in the air fryer.
Nice.
So then I can cut them up, and then I've got mushrooms, peppers, onions, and so I can even toss them with some more, fry them up, toss them in with the pan, heat it back up again.
Like a fajita, but without the fajita, if you're not doing the wrap.
It is amazing how I have no desire for fast food anymore.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I think how much money you're saving.
Exactly.
I mean, you'll spend more in the supermarket, but you're getting better bang for your buck.
Yeah. It's crazy. I have never had, in my entire life, I've never had it where I haven't had food cravings.
That's great.
It is. So people are saying, well, you're cheating. That's right. I'm cheating.
It's nobody's fucking business.
I'm paying for it. I'm cheating. And I don't give a fuck what anybody says. I saw a guy on TikTok because I get into Manjaro TikTok. And he's sitting there and he takes his shirt off and he's like a deflated balloon. He lost like 180 pounds, right? And His tits are pointing down like he's got two triangles and they're pointing two flabby things and he's got flabby skin. And they're like, are you going to get your skin removed? And he goes, yeah, maybe sometime. He says, but I don't care.
It's painful.
He says,
yeah.
Well, and he says, I don't care. He says, I feel so much better. I can do so many more things. I can work out now and, I'll build muscle. And
I have some of that. I hate it.
What's that?
I hate it. Like saggy skin.
Oh, yeah, of course you're going to have that now.
Yeah, but even like when I know I have muscle, like if I make a muscle, I know it's there because I can feel it, but I don't see the muscle definition. My coworker does. She's like in her mirror all the time. I always see her selfies. I'm like, fuck you. But she's also 32.
Right.
Like, there's no way I'm getting back to that.
No.
But I'm like, whatever. I know I'm strong. So.
Yeah, I just.
When he gives me shit, I can punch him in the face.
Look, I'm just going, when my man boobies deflate and I have my belly tongue. Where their skin just flops over you got a Dunlap. my cod plate. You know, when that happens, I'm just going to take some spandex, throw it on there and throw a shirt over top of it. That's all.
Yeah. I know a lot of people have had it removed. I've seen where there's some folks like on TikTok that have had they lost a lot of weight and then they did like the aftercare. So you saw there was one woman I particularly followed who she's very interesting and she'd had a lot of the weight and then she had to lose a certain amount of weight to get the sleeve. And then she got the sleeve and was eating much more food and had lost so much weight. Her skin like was literally like falling off of her. So they had to, she went in for the surgery because it was also the skin was causing other issues for her. But it was painful. I mean, she was all wrapped up and
they put you in a
compression sleeve, right. Like a whole body sleeve.
It's like a scuba skin.
Yeah, that's actually what it looked like.
Yeah. Dean says, can you use a recline stationary bike? Maybe. I don't know. I'm looking into them. I'm also looking into rower, you know, like a rower where you can put your feet on there and you know, pull and row. I like to try a rowing machine. I used to row back in the day.
A friend of mine teaches it she lives up in Boston. They do a lot of the lake, I guess, but the long boats.
Yes.
I don't know what it's called, but that's
stroke.
Does that?
Stroke.
Yeah. Yeah. She coaches them. It's pretty awesome. I mean, that's.
Yeah. Me and Spanx. Hey.
Spanx. Spanx holds it all in.
It does.
Thank God for Spanx.
I remember.
That's all my athleisure now at this point. Like, it's either jeans or jeans, yoga pants, or Spanx.
I'll tell you
spandex,
what.
Really.
If a woman's out on a date and she's got Spanx on, it's almost like an anti-rape suit.
Can't get into that.
Can't get them the fuck off.
Pull deep breath.
All of a sudden, snap. Next thing you know, it hits you in the face and you've got two black eyes. What happened?
Let me tell you.
I'm trying to get some things off.
There was one time I had started losing a lot of weight. So, I'll say the first time around, but it was very successful. So, I was very proud of myself and I had this great dress. I wanted to try it on and I knew I needed some smoothing undergarments. And I went into the fitting room and tried it on. And I was like, all right. And I got the dress on and it was snug. And then I got to the point, I'm like, all right, I went to take it off. I could not take the dress. Like I was stuck in the dress and I was like, oh no. flapping. Like I was like, and I was so panicked. I was in tears and I was starting to sweat because I was like, oh no, I'm going to have to be like, somebody help me. I cannot be that woman stuck in a fucking spandex and a dress.
Come in with the jaws of life.
I would have just cut it off and be like, I'll just pay for it. I managed to like calm down.
And then,
because I panicked and like, you know, it's like, in a fight or flight mode. So I was like, had lost it for about 30 seconds. And then I was like, all right, I got to calm down. You know, a lot of deep breathing and then calmed myself enough to like struggle out. But I was like, we didn't buy that dress. I'm like, I need the next size up. It was scary.
Well, I gotta say, things are working. I've been recording for an hour. Good. Everything seems to be working here. Pretty excited about all that.
So very cool.
We should be good for Thursday night.
Excellent. We'll look for more stories.
I appreciate everybody that was. So we decided because I suck at reading that we are now. I have tasked.
I have a job now.
Duchess to present the stories, do the reading of the stories. So that should be fun.
Stories.
And you know what? As we do this, and you know, the first couple of times, it could be a 100% fucking train wreck but I don't care.
Oh, it could be shit show, but yeah.
Yeah, until it take you a little while to get your feet under you, get your sea legs, and we'll go. And I think the show will be better because I realize that when I'm trying to do too much,
everything,
and
as you do.
Right. And then I don't get the funnies out of me because I'm playing with this and I'm not thinking of stuff. And then I don't have the funny.
You should have fun doing your own show.
Yes. But I still think that, you know, I'm funnier when we're just talking.
Talking over here.
So thank you for whoever's here and hanging out with us. And
Mr. Decaf and Dean. I thought I saw Lisa.
Lisa might have been here. Yeah,
here?
That's not Deuce. We found out that's not Deuce. Do 562
is not Deuce.
It's not Deuce. Right. And we appreciate that. Appreciate you guys hanging out here.
Well, thanks for the invite. That was fun.
Yeah, well, I figured, let me try.
Why
not? Let me practice for a little while. What time is it? Oh, 9 o'clock.
9 o'clock.
On a Sunday.
Go to bed so I can get up and go to the gym. Oh, I have a doctor's appointment tomorrow.
No gym tomorrow.
No, I'm still doing the gym.
Oh, of course.
Like, I get to, well, the doctor, it's not until 10. Okay. I'm back from the gym by 6:45-ish.
Alrighty. All right, everybody. Thanks for hanging out. We will talk. Should I do the, where is it? Ah, there we go.
No Discord, though.
No Discord. All right.
We're Discord free night tonight.
I'm going to play with the audio, and then I'm just going to throw it out on Jamingo's rants.
It'll be fun.
Whatever.
Well, thanks for having me on.
Always, always welcome. Bye, everybody.
Bye. Good night.